Captain Fred back with the second half of World Cruise 93. This show is brought to you by the Association of Micropower Broadcasters. We'll have contact info at the end of the show. Right now we have new music by Rupa and the April Fishes. Here they are with a little cumbia called Soledad.
En la mar yo me he encontrada en una tarde serena. En la mar yo me he encontrada en una tarde serena. Mientras la vida cantaba, ahí calmaba mi pena. Mientras la vida cantaba, ahí calmaba mi pena. En la mar, mi pena pude calmar. Luego me acerqué a la playa, le cantaba soledad. Luego me acerqué a la playa, le cantaba soledad. De alegría me desmayaba, aquella tarde en la mar. De alegría me desmayaba, aquella tarde en la mar. En la mar, en la mar, mi pena pude calmar.
On your anklets, missed cup banquets, floating in the sea, lost in your blankets, falling in language, calling in nameless, it's all in the language, stalling the anguish, energies vanquished, memories painted, me as the sinner, you as the sainted, you as the plaintiff, the pool has been tainted, moments have happened, your filter has changed it, I was in love with your haunting holler. You sang of hearts while I sang of squalor. It was a terrible show till I met you after. With bourbon, fake waterfalls and laughter. Taught me some things about songs and murder. What I learned was that this shouldn't go no further. Unknown quantities of space and time. Say I won't make you happy or make you mine.
En la mar, en la mar.
Destruction of we culture and we children. Mad, 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 mad. They make the world so hard for us to live. It's like them shut we out, rock we out, stamp we out. The little they allow and what them said them give is really just a small amount. From hand to mouth, yo. Have faith and be strong now. The journey may be long but not forever. The needy won't always be forgotten while the perpetrators watch the children suffer. Meditation. Yes, Selassie, I teach a youth them. Cause in a Babylon a sufferation. Destruction of we culture and we children. Mad, 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 mad meds. attitude, Babylon you rule. I know we see it in them city, there's no pity, so them set it from the prison to the morgue to the cemetery. And when they check the nitty-gritty, there's no equal opportunity for them youths yet to stay alive. Living this life can be like ancient arena. Got to fight to survive every day. I know one brother got to kill another brother. Say he must stumbling block in a the way. That is the program. I saw the system set to kill me one another. That is what them expect. Reprogram generation next and do the opposite of what they want us to do. Meditation. Yes, I say I can teach you. Cause in a Babylon, a suffering. Destruction of a culture and with children. Mad, 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 mad meditation. The Rastafari teach you them. Cause in a Babylon, a suffering. Hey. Mad, mad, mad meds. Get your youths on the front line. Let the system overload your mind. They make the world so hard for us to live. It's like them shut me out, lock we out, stamp we out. The little they allow and what them said them give is really just a small amount from hand to mouth, yo. Have faith and be strong now. The journey may be long but not forever. The needy won't always be forgotten while the perpetrators watch the children suffer. Yes, I say I am teaching you stuff. Cause in a Babylon a suffering. Destruction of a culture and we children. Mad, 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 mad meditation. Mad, mad meds. Mad, 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 mad meditation. Elja Rastafari teaching you stuff. Mad, mad, mad meditation. Yes, I say I am teaching you stuff. Mad, 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 needy.
We'll be right back. outside is frightful, but the fire's so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, but my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
fading down right now is the Eldad Tarmud Chamber Jazz Ensemble, and it's Dancing for the Queen of Bohemia. Our set began with Soledad by Rupa and the April Fishes. That reggae song was Meditation by President Brown, and we heard See the Leaves by the Flaming Lips. Perhaps you recognize the voice of Leon Redbone singing Let It Snow. Taking you on a musical journey all over the planet, this is the World Cruise. Now for something completely different, it's Joe Swank and the Zen Pirates.
Well, I drink rocked up whiskey and piss-worn beer. Death don't worry me, none of that pain is all I fear. But I'm living into the end, and I'll not count the days. See, tomorrow's just a train wreck away. Well, I'm dancing red, red, around the corner, down the track. There's a few folks that have joined me, but the rest are standing back. She could jump the tracks off before our eyes, just as soon as she could stay. And tomorrow's just a train wreck away.
Like a dog without a bone, girl, I don't want to be alone. So Radhika, why you leave and go? Oh, Radhika, why you leave and go? Oh, Radhika, why you leave and go? Life is a journey we all have to travel. Don't forget the bridges you're burning behind. deep in my heart, you is my queen. So radical, why you leave and go? Oh, radical, why you leave and go? Oh, radical, why you leave and go?
Okay, that was Chante Chante by Amadou and Mariam. Before them was Four of a Kind doing Rail Gotti, and that singer with the excessive auto-tuning robot voice was Ken Salick and his song Radica. The musical set began with Tomorrow's Just a Train Wreck Away by Joe Swank and the Zen Pirates. You never know what you'll hear next on this show. Behind my voice right now is The Melody of Rhythm by Bela Fleck, Zakir Hussein, and Edgar Meyer. This show is brought to you by the Association of Micropower Broadcasters. If you'd like a copy of our free newsletter, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to AMPB, PMB 22, 2018 Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California, 94704. Or send an email to amp.b@att.net. That's AMPB, PMB 22 2018, Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley, California 94704, or send an email to ampb@att.net. We're just about out of time here, so I'd like to thank you for listening to World Cruise number 93, and we'll leave you with some Green Day. This is Captain Fred signing off. Bye.
Now, thank you. Hey, y'all, I'm Wanda Sykes, and this is my very first talk show. And in honor of my first talk show, let me be the first person on Fox not to pick on President Obama. Really, I mean, can someone explain something to me? Because you know, I passed out the other night. I went to sleep. And then I woke up, people were mad at Obama. And I thought, did I miss something? Did Obama start two illegal wars? Did he fly over a flood zone and just wave? Did he torture detainees in a secret prison? Did he start illegally tapping phones? Did he alienate the world and squander a budget surplus? Because if he did any of that, we need to impeach that jackass. He's only been in office 10 months. So what exactly has Obama done to piss everybody off? Nothing. But people are going crazy. They keep calling him a fascist. These people don't even know what a fascist is. When you say things like, we're gonna vote that fascist out of office, you really sound dumb. When was the last time a fascist got voted out of office? They usually stick around. Even his supporters are finding ways to criticize him. Obama's trying to do too much. What does that mean? That's the kind of thing you hear from your supervisor on a union job. Hey man, put that down. This job gotta last 3 more days. You try to do too much. He's the president. He's supposed to be doing too much. Shoot, I get mad when he takes a break. I'm like, what the hell is he doing walking, Bo? Hey, unless Bo ain't your health care plan, get your ass back into the Oval Office. Some people actually got upset because the president wanted to give a speech to school children. How do you get upset about the president of the United States encouraging kids to study harder? You know, it was probably the first time these parents even paid attention to what was going on in their kids' school. I think Obama ought to just start tricking parents into paying attention to their kids. You know, Obama's gonna drive through the neighborhood around 8 o'clock tonight. What? Well, my child will be in the house by 7:30. Hey, Obama's gonna start giving speeches at strip clubs. What? Let me go get my daughter off the pole. This week on Fox News Sunday, Rush Limbaugh attacked President Obama, saying that he has a radical agenda and is a little boy who is driven by his out-of-this-world ego. Sounds to me like the pot calling the kettle the uppity Negro. Man, I can't believe people are blaming Obama for the mess Bush left. I mean, Bush just pees all over everything. Leaves is soaking wet. And people are looking at Obama like he just zipped up his fly. That's Bush pee right there. Look, Bush pee. I still smell it. But you Bush deniers, you forget the country was in such bad shape when the president came in. Let's remember where we were a year ago.
Markets around the world slid after Lehman Brothers filed for bankruptcy.
Federal regulators took over IndyMac Friday.
In a matter of seconds, Wall Street was brought to its knees.
Okay, here we go. We're about to break 8,000.
There we go.
Remember that? Yeah, that was the conservatives' trickle-down economy. We should have known that wasn't going to be good. Nothing good ever trickles. I mean, come on, you know, if you got something that's trickling in your house, you call in somebody real quick to fix that. All right, you're like, what the hell is this? Is that Bush pee? What the hell? But in spite of the trickle they left for Obama, last week the Dow passed 10,000 for the first time since the financial crisis hit last year. And it's still over 10,000. So unless a fairy broke into my 401k statement and wrote bigger numbers in there, Obama's doing something right. But how do the pundits react?
We hit 10,000 on the Dow, but I'm also worried.
It's a number, completely arbitrary.
Does the Dow hitting 10,000 really matter anymore?
Kiss my ass! Come on, man, it's money. As much crap as I talk about Fox News, if Rupert Murdoch walked through this door, I would turn and say, thank you. Can I get you a T-shirt? This is the reaction I want to see.
Green Bay ride the bull. Thank you, Mr. President.
That's right, baby. Show your 401k pride. See, but the problem, the Obamas, they're way too classy to get all up in people's faces. So that's why I'm here. So you know what? I hereby appoint myself the president's tell people where to go and what the kisses are. Hey, and Fox News, if you want an exclusive, pucker up.